You don't find a healthy relationship when you stop wanting one. You find a healthy relationship when you stop needing it to feel okay with yourself. So let's break this down because there's a lot to this, but I want to start by telling a story about a couple I met over the weekend. So this is somebody that I've known for many years. I believe I met him 7 years ago. I've seen him throughout the years at various events. He's a very close friend and collaborator of mine, also a collaborator with him. So we intersect, and he is suddenly in a relationship and seems really happy. So at one point at this event, we were in the jacuzzi, and I asked him about his relationship, and they had this really cute story about how they met. But right at the beginning, he said, "I just got into this place where I didn't really need a relationship anymore, where I was just kind of happy on my own, and I didn't really care if I met somebody." And then she chimes in and says, "Me too. I was pretty happy in my life, and I didn't really care if I met anybody or not. I was kind of like, I would be open to it. It wasn't like there was a shutdown or a closed heart, but there was happiness and joy and stability in themselves." And then it just happened in this really fun, sweet way. So I really was like, I could just see, because I'm the intimacy oracle, so I often am reading intimacy, and I could just see how healthy and stable this relationship was. So let's face it, that a lot of people are trying to get a relationship from a place of lack, from a place of desperation, and just bringing someone that I know into this who's in a relationship and with somebody who is just very, very, very desperate. And it's like every time they're together, she's talking about, where is this going? I want to live in future partner where we're together forever. And it's turning him off. She's like, I don't want to be alone and just with my cat. And I want to say that this is deep stuff that we're going through in our culture of loneliness. And it's not okay that somebody who wants to be in a relationship is living with their cat and they don't have any other connection than that. And it's a very sad part of what's going on in our world. As we become more connected through social media, we're becoming less connected with real intimacy. So there is not shame in feeling lonely. However, from that place is this desperate energy where we're trying to make a relationship happen, sometimes with somebody who's not in alignment. Like this person I'm talking about, her partner isn't ready for, he doesn't want what she wants. He's not available for what she wants. And so he's just shutting down and she's just going on and grasping and trying. And it kind of ruins the energy of their time together because that is the thing that she is really, really wanting. So this energy doesn't create safety. What we are trying to do is create safety in ourselves. I'm not saying this is an easy process, but it is an important process. I believe this is an important process of our time because we are ready. We are going through a transition where the old paradigm of relating is no longer, we're not in this time where we have to be with somebody. In the past, you were put together with somebody, you stayed there until your time was up, and people who were totally out of alignment with each other, not healthy, stayed together because they had to, because that is the sign of the old times. Now we're in a place where you just do not need to be in a relationship. Women are now have their finances more together. We're just not living in that needy place. So the sign of our times is to do the work to create love, fulfillment, and stability within ourselves so that we can meet somebody who's also that. I'm not saying this is easy. And when I say this, a lot of people, I have people who get angry at me because it's like, no, we're not supposed to look at we're communal creatures. We're supposed to be living in tribes. We need each other. And I agree. And this is where we are right now. This is the sign of the times. Is where there's a lot of people who are more on their own. And the more happy, stable, fulfilled they become in their own lives, stop being desperate for someone outside of them to fulfill them, the more that we're going to be attracting more soul-aligned relationships when we are not sacrificing ourselves to be with someone because we need it. And that's what a lot of relationships are. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have compromise, that we do need to do work when we are in relationships. There are sacrifices that need to be made, but not when we're sacrificing our core and we're just so desperate and staying with people that are completely out of alignment with us, totally unhealthy. Because oftentimes there's again, it's clearing up old childhood wounds. It's like we're clearing out deep in our DNA, deep in our nervous systems, where we did not get the love that we needed as children. And so we're looking for someone outside of ourselves to come and be a parental figure, to be that. To meet us in that way that we so desperately needed. And this is not creating healthy, destined relationships. Now, there are people out there, many people who they got lucky, they met someone in their 20s, and here they are. The relationship just worked out and it was beautiful. Yes, they had to make compromises, sacrifices. There were some hard times, but overall, they had healthy, happy, beautiful relationships. My grandparents had this. They died. My grandpa's about to turn 100. My nana died a couple years ago. They were together over 50 years and they died in love. And sure, there were problems, but mostly this is a very fulfilling relationship. So those people are real lucky, but there are just so many people in our culture that are having to do this deep soul level work in order to come into alignment with real intimacy, with real now, even meeting someone who's willing to do the work with you. So that's really what we're going for is being with aligned people. And the way to become aligned and meet those aligned soul connections that are healthy or at least healthy enough where you're doing the work within them rather than just completely unaligned relationships where it's just you're slogging through it. They start sucking your energy because the energy is not, it's off. It's not aligned. It's not like on a soul level. It's just this grasping and neediness. And again, that is because of not understanding how to be that aligned person for yourself. And also, when we're, let's face it, we are sensuous. Sexy creatures. We want to have that closeness and that yumminess and that fulfillment with somebody. We want to have those deepest, primal needs, my needs to not be lonely. And that's beautiful, but when we get sexually connected with somebody that's not in alignment, and then now we're just stuck with this person, and there's not really any movement because it's just so unaligned, but we're stay there because we need this person. We don't know how to get out of it. And really, what we're doing is we're clearing out the trauma of our heart, of our emotions, of our nervous systems by being with ourselves, but showing up on a by moment basis with ourselves to clear out those old traumas and all of that sadness, the grief of not being met, of being in disharmonious relationships with our parents or being around disharmony in the home in some way. There's so many different traumas going on. And the more that we sit with ourselves, be with ourselves, love ourselves, and trust that we can have what we really want if it's aligned. And if it's not, relax, let go, and just be whole and complete in ourselves. Just be in a great relationship with ourselves and be in a loving, fulfilling, where we're also nourishing ourselves sensually. There's so much that we can do with self-pleasure as well as just pleasure and being alive. So much sensuality and just rather than sitting at home thinking about how sad I am that I don't want a relationship and I'm just longing and longing and longing and longing for what I don't have. And then because I don't have that connection, now I'm scrolling or getting involved in other addictions because that's what a lot of addictions are. They're a lack of connection. Instead of that, I am practicing deep self-love, deep connection with myself and with my higher self. I am connecting to my infinite self and being with my human self from that level of deep connection, because that's the kind of relationships that we are moving towards, I believe, in the new paradigm that we're calling in. The next level is being in relationships that are truly aligned with our soul. It doesn't mean that there's not still going to be some issues, doesn't mean that there's not still going to be work and conflict. But when we're really with a soul partner that is just aligned, and it often comes from taking time to stop searching, deal with our longing, deal with our desperation, be with those parts of ourselves, and really just take time away from the game of dating and trying and to. And I am also saying that I know people that are just dating and they're trying and they're out there and it's great. And it's like they're aligned with that because they are doing the work of being with themselves. But there are people where it's just the grief is so extreme, the sadness, the loneliness, the just the depression and the longing, and it is going to take some healing work. It's going to take some time to really learn to be with yourselves, hopefully from someone who understands this process. This is a huge thing that I work with as the intimacy oracle, is being with people that are desperately longing for love or constantly shutting down in intimacy. So again, going back to the people that I was talking about that I met in the jacuzzi, they were no longer wait around. They were open to being in a relationship. At some level, they wanted a relationship. They were open to it and like, yeah, that would be fun, but they weren't waiting around for their fulfillment. They weren't waiting around to just be happy and stable and aligned with themselves. They were more just feeling stoked about their lives. One of them was talking about how she was doing these really cool trips with one of her best friends, and that's actually how they met, this awesome story. But She was just happy in her life and creating community in other ways, having friendships, having adventures. And then because there was this overflowing, I love the analogy of I'm going from walking around with an empty cup, desperately trying to get somebody out there to fill it up, and then do this work. That is turning into this beautiful platter of delicious treats and yummy, wonderful our gifts and our favorite desserts and our favorite ways of nourishing ourselves and others. And then it becomes this platter that we go around offering others. And yeah, so that is really, I think, the arc of where we are headed as a species right now. Is it used to be like we were in these relationships and you were just in them for life, and we're kind of now at this point where there's a lot more people who are on their own. And so we're doing the work of being on our own, and then the next phase is being in soul aligned relationships and doing that higher level work of learning through conflict and learning through connection to really be in a harmonious relationship where we're able to do the work and that it's aligned with our soul. So if you are listening to this and this sounds like familiar to you, this sounds like I know what she's talking about. I'm one of those people. I'm having to do all this work of being in alone. And then when I'm desperate and longing, I'm attracting these relationships that aren't aligned. And now you're ready to really ground in your own fulfillment, your own self-love, your own stability. And then very gently stop waiting, but also know that you are worthy and can have a beautiful, loving, stable relationship. And I want to say that that work is not overnight. Sometimes these periods of being on our own can last a long time, but please don't get discouraged. I do believe in divine timing. That's why I believe in astrology. And I believe that if you are ready and willing to do the work, you can have that special relationship. And it's about stopping the waiting around to be fulfilled when you have it. And then you just naturally attract the right soul level, soul aligned relationships. But then going into that next stage of doing that work in relationship with soul aligned partners and friends and community. So, yes, thank you so much for listening. Please like and subscribe. And I am sending you all so many blessings wherever you are in your relationships. Know that you are right on schedule. And if you're listening to this, chances are you are passionate about and committed to do the inner work of what it takes to become who you are meant to be, which is a happy, healthy, stable person, so that you can overflow and be in the kind of beautiful, empowering relationships that you dream of.